Pandemic Practices, Virtual Library Strategy. This post features input from Nick Potter at the Puebla City County Library District, by Marissa Wood, published on April 27, 2020. These days, most of us are spending a lot more time at home, doing things that we've traditionally done in schools, offices, libraries, movie theaters, and music venues. While libraries offer a whole host of digital content and services, they are often integrated with and share prominence with physical collections and promotional priority with in-person programming. Now that libraries are limited in their ability to offer services that are not virtual, digital collections, learning at home resources, and virtual programs are moving front and center. We talked with Nick Potter, Director of Community Relations and Development at Puebla City County Library District, PCCLD, about the creation of The Library at Home, a hub for virtual library services, as well as the strategy that guided staff and lessons learned. Virtual Library Strategy. On March 12, 2020, the PCCLD began canceling library events and then a day later announced its closure to the public beginning March 13th. The hours between canceling large events provided a foreshadowing that afforded PCCLD time to make plans for a long-term closure. During these hours, we developed what we called a hub for library services at home. This central location became known as The Library at Home, and served as a blueprint for our virtual library strategy. The Library at Home webpage needed to be simple, but offer many library services and resources. We needed to offer existing library resources, but package or categorize services and offerings to match these needs of our community. Ultimately, we decided on 6 categories to organize our virtual library: movies and music, ebooks and e-audiobooks, at-home learning resources, what should I read next, book and media recommendations, librarian online, and virtual programming. This organization of library offerings helped to organize our messaging, not only to the public, but to our staff. The process implemented early on established a framework in which library staff can contribute during the extended stay-at-home orders. Librarian entrepreneurship. Once this initial framework was established, we developed the term librarian entrepreneurship. We decided to define this term as encouraging staff to develop creative solutions during the time when library services had been majorly disrupted. We pivoted our normal process from a centralized model of communications to a crowdsourced centralized model. Each staff member was asked to contribute in some way. Some created a YouTube channel, others developed book lists, book reviews, and provided resources for the community to use during this time. This change in infrastructure and process allowed us to be nimble during this time and keep our creative and helpful staff active and serving the community. We have relied on low-tech resources, including cell phone, tablet, videos, Google Docs and Hangouts, and YouTube, to relay our virtual programs. In its third week of implementation, this process developed nearly 30 original virtual programs and continues to grow. Promotion. Promotion of The Library at Home also pivoted from our normal advertising and communication model. Our first step was to create a centralized hub for community to use while at home. The second step was to make The Library at Home second nature to the community when requesting information or resources. Making this page a habit meant that we needed to show its value and importance to users, so it became a main feature on our main webpage. In addition to premium website exposure, every social media post included a link to The Library at Home. We created social media posts as a hook for viewers to see the fun, interesting content we were creating to help with the extended stay at home. Once individuals were interested in what we wanted them to check out, we made sure that program services lived inside of the Library at Home page, along with a myriad of other programs and services. We relied heavily on the direct connection between social media and our website. Easy, seamless paths from social media posts to specific pages were important. Also, adding other interesting programs or resources as a hook on these pages helped to get people to stay within our website even after they consume the information originally requested. Reflections and lessons learned. In doing this exercise and changing our processes in an unprecedented time of coronavirus, I have learned that communicators and marketers need to embrace change and entrust our public service colleagues. In terms of best practices, I have had to acknowledge my personal tendency to control every aspect of a message and realize that by letting go a better conversation may happen. While my role as a public information officer requires messages to be polished and perfect, not all forms of communication should be held to the same level of scrutiny. Embracing other voices and working not as a gatekeeper, but as a filter to organize a wide-ranging community voice can create a more colorful conversation. Throughout the nation, library staff provide hundreds to thousands of programs each day without the assistance or opinions of communicators and marketers. A level of trust needs to be given to these individuals to provide virtual programs just as they would in their respective library locations. Allowing for academic freedom and creative expression is giving rise to what I think will be local YouTube stars. This allows our library staff, who are normally on the front line with a smiling face, to become the personality that a family or an individual sees when viewing a YouTube video. The hope is to create some semblance of a library from a virtual environment. While the last few weeks have been a time of unrest, it has allowed us all to be innovative and embrace technology so we can continue to provide a human experience to our community. I keep thinking to myself about the resources and technology that we have now versus the last time the world saw a pandemic. While no technology can currently replace a smiling person willing to help someone or a physical sense of community that a brick-and-mortar building provides, we can take respite in the fact that we have technology that was not available to past generations to ease this disruption in our way of life. We live in 2020 and not 1918, so let's embrace that and become leaders in technology and communication during this tumultuous time. The more that a library can create a sense of community by using technology, the more we will be seen as leaders during this time. At PCCLD, through innovation, we have created a forum for book, movie, and music recommendations for adults and youth. We created programming for history buffs, physical and mental fitness, online teen hangouts, legal clinics, and much missed story times. We created a virtual space that in some ways built a new branch of the library district and created a space that will be useful during the age of coronavirus, but will be something that can exist and grow even after we are able to assemble at and enjoy the physical locations of our local libraries. How is your library reorganizing, rebranding, and promoting your digital content and virtual programs? How are you managing these changes? What's working? What's not? If you have information that you would like to share with the Colorado Library community, please reach out to Marissa Wood at mwood@coloradovirtuallibrary.org or by phone at 303-351-2338.